Recently, I did a round of interviews with senior product leaders, and one of the questions I asked was, what is a bigger current challenge that you are facing in your work? And a bigger pattern that emerged was something that I also saw in my work with leadership teams. Many organizations, especially true for medium-sized organizations and medium-sized units of large organizations, do not have an organizational strategy or a real company strategy. There is an absence of strategic goals. And more often than not, that really inhibits good product work, right? How are we supposed to know what we are supposed to go out there and solve for the target audience when we don't know what the overall company direction is? And this is, of course, an ongoing issue. And at the same time, it's a big opportunity for senior product leaders. It is an opportunity to influence the direction of the organization and support the senior management team in overcoming something that is holding them back. More often than not, when I see a lack of collaboration in an organization, I also see a lack of collaboration in the senior management team. They act as a sort of mirror to what's going on in the organization. So I thought for this edition of the monthly training video, I would share an in-depth version of of a free video that I released on the YouTube channel in April 2021. By and large, what I'm going to share has three steps to it. One is to signpost your intent that you're going to do something about it. The other one is to canvas the organization in order to identify inputs and interdependencies to what you're about to create. And the third one is to then actually do the work and create the strategy. Now, there is some variance, of course, to doing this. But as you know, a portfolio cannot thrive without a suitable strategy. For the portfolio to thrive, it needs to know what its job is. It needs to know what its target audience is, what it's up against, what it can leverage in the inside the organization in order to create an amazing customer experience. So the portfolio of products needs constraints around it. It needs to be informed based on what the organization wants to do. If the organization doesn't know what it wants to do, i.e. there is no company strategy, then we have an opportunity to come up with a portfolio strategy or an overarching product department strategy that in a way becomes the de facto company strategy, or certainly to become a strong influencer of the company strategy. If you look at what's included in a company strategy and what's included in a portfolio strategy, they are very, very, very similar. The better ones are, at least. Doing this work is intensive. It does require a significant amount of work. So if you're hearing this and you're a bit concerned with the amount of work that is required here, I acknowledge that it takes a fair amount of work, certainly to do it well. At the same time, think about the friction that is currently caused by not having a strategy that is aligned in the organization. And where that friction shows up, it shows up in so many different places, right? Every day, in every management meeting, you can see signs of it. In any roadmap update meetings, you can probably see signs of it too. And perhaps for you, this might be the first time that you're actually creating a strategy. So I'm going to just spend a few minutes in order to summarize what ought to be included. You know what? I think I'm going to actually put another video, make it available either as one of the monthly ones or as an extra feature, either a summary of a session that I did with a client, large pan-European financial institution, where I trained how to create a strategy in less than an hour or so. So you have a bit more in-depth here. And that allows me to just stick to a summary, because some of you will have already created strategies in the past to know roughly what they're about. A strategy is not a set it and forget it plan. That's how people used to do it when before we learned about complexity, right? A strategy is a set of approaches and trajectories, if you will, that are designed to bring about the realization of strategic goals. So with us working in a complex adaptive environment, we need to appreciate that as we execute on the strategy, we might learn some things that might refine or alter our strategy. And that's also very important to bear in mind, because when you follow these steps of signposting your intent and canvassing the organizations, this is part of the education that you will need to fold in your conversations with stakeholders of the strategy that you're creating. So the key components of the strategy are overall market positioning. Right? Who are we in relation to the market? What is our vision? What is our mission? What is our target audience? What are their core needs? Which of those core needs are currently underserved and provide an opportunity for us to address? You might want to include your general development philosophy, by which I mean, do you want to be a leader in innovation and first out with amazing features and be very aggressive in testing new things with end users? Do you want to be a fast follower? Do you want to just build upon what others have done, but focus on customer experience, right? Which is kind of what Apple is doing. Not just kind of, that's pretty much what Apple is doing. That is their recipe for success. They're rarely the first to do something, but when they pick something up, they really, really emphasize the user experience, the product design around it. So what is your philosophy in product development, and how does that impact your strategy? You want to include other things such as some competitor analysis and gap analysis. Gap analysis can be related to competitors, or it can be based around user needs. What are the key user needs? How are they prioritized? What is our offering currently cover and how so? And you can include information around customer satisfaction and so on and so forth. The purpose of a strategy document is that you can give it to somebody and they can really learn about the ins and outs of what the product department is doing and why, and how it is learning and improving and getting better. How are you measuring success? What are you optimizing for? All of those key questions all to find a place in the strategy document. Okay, so that's a very, 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 very high level overview of what you want to include in the strategy and some of the key principles that you might want to bear in mind. For further information, keep an eye out for an upcoming video on how to create a strategy. The process here that we're using for today's video is, once again, to frame it properly. When you are in an organization where there is no direction from the senior management team, or no sufficient direction at least, because usually that is the reason, there is no company strategy, all right? So in a way, you, depending on what the company politics are looking like, and senior product leader work is perhaps 80% of influencing people and then 20% of doing some product work. So first of all, if you have direct access to some people on the SMT, fantastic. Signpost with them your intent that in order for you to deliver better results, in the product department. You need to create a strategy because there is a company strategy. You will create the product strategy in collaboration with some key stakeholders. And then however you want to position it is up to you. It might be what the company needs that you say, and you know, if you like what's in there, you could take the product strategy, add to it and morph it and improve upon it and turn that into the company strategy. Might be. Or it could give them an insight into how a strategy is actually written and created and inspire them to create the company strategy. And then you can adapt based on what they created your product strategy. That's all contextual nuance that I trust you can play around with. I want to focus on the high level stages or steps in order to actually be the one who creates the direction that you were looking for. So when you signpost your intent to create this strategy, ensure that the appropriate people are aware of it. This helps you avoid any backlash and any surprises after all. Yeah, the more senior people get, the less they like surprises, usually speaking. Some people thrive in it, some adrenaline junkies in the business world, if you like. But signpost this to ensure that there are no negative surprises later on, right? So if you don't have access to the senior management team, usually you probably report to somebody who does, and you can signpost via them in the first instance. Okay, so have a think about who would be involved in creating a company strategy. And out of that list of people, whom do you have a good relationship with? Whom do you want to start with in order to signpost this and signpost your intent that you want to do this? And why, right? What is the benefit of having a strategy? This is where I would like to share a bit of a psychology sidestep. In some cases, senior management teams don't have a company strategy, not because they don't really know how to do it, but because it creates a frame for accountability that currently doesn't exist. Okay, if the company is currently creating satisfactory results, then there might be a lack of pull to change how things are being done. Right, there might not be a perceived reason for actually doing even better by having a more more refined approach for how we're doing things, i.e. a strategy. If we're not getting the results that we are looking for, then we can look at all sorts of sources of where it is coming from. And depending on how developed, if you will, in terms of skill and maturity, a senior leader is, they will be more or less open to acknowledging that, actually, perhaps we just don't know what we're really after. We haven't been specific enough in how we're going to identify our goals and how we're defining on how we're pursuing our goals. So that's why this signposting is so important. Your creation of a product strategy, portfolio strategy, or you know, proto company strategy, whatever it may be, is not a judgment on the lack of a company strategy. It's simply something that you need to do in order to create better product results for the organization, right? And that's, of course, something that everybody should be interested in, right? But more success in a product department usually means more success for the organization at large, right? So that should hopefully encapsulate what the purpose is of signposting the intent. What you can include in the signposting intent to transition to the second point is to ask the people as you signpost who they think should be involved in some shape or form in the creation of the strategy that you are going to create and write up and design. And that, again, gives them an opportunity to say, yeah, actually, I want to be involved, or actually, I think that person or that person should be involved. So once again, that afterwards, nobody feels left out or feels like something has been done behind their back or being stepped on their toes, right? It's an insurance policy, if you will. then that gives you already a list of people that you can look at for step number two, canvassing the organization. So you look at that list of people that you got out of step one, and you have a think yourself about other areas in the organization that need to be included in this, right? In order for the end user to have the overall experience that they're getting, who contributes to creating that experience, right? If you've looked at the product realms video, I like to think about the actual custom experience as a composite of the product, the customer service, the marketing, the sales, everything, our entire experience with us as an organization, our brand. That is the custom experience that we are influencing and working with, right? So who has a stake in creating that? Not necessarily everybody needs to be involved in that, but have a think through who really should be involved in that, who has a true stake in that custom experience. And what you want to do with them is to, again, let them know that after communication with these people on the SMT, you are drafting up a product portfolio, proto company, whatever strategy. And you would like to get their input in some shape or form and describe what that input might look like and what time, turnaround time, as well as time investment expectations might be like over the coming weeks. And do that for all the people you need input from in order to create the product strategy. And some of those people might just be there in order to help review the document once you have a early draft, but still stable enough to make it worth reviewing. Good balancing act there, and do that there. So I think you probably get the gist of the canvassing the organization, right? This is to ensure that you not do everything on your own and you don't do everything in isolation either, and you have the benefit of creating something better after overall than you would if you were working on your own. Yes, it's going to take a bit more time, of course, because you need to liaise with all of these people and rewrite and review, but the end result will be better than what you could create on your own. Right. Then the third stage is about the actual drafting of the company strategy. So as I mentioned, I'm going to share a video on how to create a strategy separately. I need to check whether I can actually share the recording from the workshop or whether it's contains confidential information and I need to re-record something. Anyway. The key here, once again, is to understand the purpose of this strategy document in order to guide the design of the strategy that you are writing. The strategy, if you haven't seen some of the videos that I wrote about the core pillars of good product management and product development, the strategy is one of them, because it always allows us to use it for prioritizing. When we are presented with an opportunity to do something new, we can always check, does it fit the vision? Does it fit the strategy? Does it fit the target audience? Does it fit this and that, this and that? If it doesn't, then it's probably not a good fit for us, right? But if we don't have an articulated strategy that has been that people have been across, that people are aware of, it becomes more difficult for us to say that it's not a good fit for us, or it's not a good fit for us at this point in time, or you know, all the possible ways of saying no. There's a video about that on my YouTube channel also. So it is meant to focus our work. It is meant to help us prioritize better without having to think hard at every single decision, right? It is much easier to compare an opportunity to the strategy than in the absence of a strategy having to evaluate every single opportunity. Right? So it's a way of becoming more efficient in the way that we're going about evaluating new opportunities. And it helps us to become smarter over time of how we are achieving the strategic goals that we are setting. Okay, organizational vision, portfolio vision, that sort of level. What are the very high level strategic goals that would help us to bring about that vision? And then for each of those strategic goals, what is our approach of realizing that? And in the strategy document, you also want to ensure that you have feedback loops made explicit so that people, when they read the strategy document, and it sounds like there's a lot of content, and it is a fair, it is an important document. So I would not suggest to write it on one page, but ensure that it is succinct, right? Because the more succinct it is, the more powerful it is, and the more likely it is that people will actually read it. So your initial draft will likely be too long. So share it for feedback, and then trim it, synthesize without becoming reductionistic. Yeah, let's go with that. Okay, so because again, complex adaptive system, right? So a reductionist strategy is not a good strategy, but it can be synthesized and made more succinct in order to become more punchy and more engaging at a read. Okay, so those are some key tips for actually drafting and designing the strategy document. And then you can work backwards. You will also have already have included some of the people from when you canvassed the organization, of course, and you gotten some feedback, and you can go further back and further back until you get to the people who you started with and where you signposted your intent, and you can share what the strategy document is. Of course, you will also want to involve people from your product organization in order to do it there. So it is a, once again, I acknowledge that this is a time investment, but I would invite you to always remember what you are moving towards and what you're moving away from. You're moving away from a position where it's harder to prioritize things because there is no overarching strategy. It's harder to evaluate new opportunities because they kind of stand on their own and there is no context to compare them to or to relate them back to. And that think about all the conversations that you're having in order to navigate all of that, right? When you have a strategy that some key people have been involved in creating, it gets a lot easier because you have aligned with those people what's important, how you're going to pursue it, and what you're not going to do, right? So a key outcome of this strategy work is alignment with the key stakeholders, right? So in the status quo, there is a lack of alignment amongst SMT members because there is very little consensus or agreement around overarching strategic goals, and there is no articulated strategy of achieving those goals. And there is a lack of alignment between product and other departments, or it is fragmented, right? You might have conversations, but there is no coherence because each of these conversations, they make sense, but they don't necessarily fit all together. And all of the issues that I already mentioned, right? So you're moving from that place to a place where you have the where you have much better alignment because the people that you canvassed, that you found out through the canvassing of the organizations, they have been involved in the creating of the strategy, right? So yeah, there's been alignment between them. So that's a key outcome of doing the strategy work. And of course, the output is the document itself. But we don't do documentation for documentation's sake, right? The outcome is what's important. That alignment that you create is then something that you can actively work with. And the more you then leverage the strategy in order to inform the portfolio and the roadmap of your products, and leverage improve the feedback loops that you're including in the strategy, the better and more on point your strategy will also become over time. Okay, so in the beginning, it's not tuned. It's a documentation of a lot of assumptions also, and it's a documentation of perspectives and points of view from across the organization, hopefully informed by some of the product results and the product data, of course, that you already have. But it will get better over time because you can tune it and tweak it and tune it over time. Okay. So this is what I wanted to share with you about the three steps of moving from a lack of direction from the management team to a place where you have actually taken a proactive step of informing the direction and have created something of great value. Another outcome is that you, by doing that, will also elevate your profile in their perspective as a proactive senior product leader. Right? And again, as I mentioned earlier, politics and ego aside, but by doing, by actually creating such a strategy, you have shown not only your initiative, but you have shown that your ability to work on a strategic level. And you have actually solved a bigger problem for the management team. So if you're current, if you're not yet on the management team, and you're reporting to somebody who is, but they are not a product person, then you have actually put a big badge on the on your uniform, if you will. It's a little reference to my days in the with the Scouts, because you have demonstrated how you've helped the organization make a big leap forward, right? And become more considerate, more focused, and more aligned. Thank you, and until next time. If you have any questions about what I covered here, post them down below. Thanks. Bye.